Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome into the Labatt Studio, and this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Thanks for joining us this week, middle of summer, Penn State football talk for you. A full jam-packed hour. Yeah, I consider...
June 21st, I think, is the official start of summer.
I consider once the calendar hits June, it's the middle of summer.
Okay, all right.
That's just my... June starts.
I was going to go with late spring, but we can go with the middle of summer.
No, I'm middle of summer. I don't want to think about being cold anymore. So we got a full hour talk for you. Like I said, I'm Andy Shea. Joining me, I'm your weatherman, by the way. Joining me is Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News. Ross Tucker, third member of our on-air team. He'll join us shortly for the rest of the show. Bob, how you doing?
I'm good. I am actually looking forward to Ross's final breakdown of the recruits. There's only two names left. I think everyone knows if they've been following along who they are. But after his love fest for Devin Ford last week, I expect this to be a really interesting breakdown because I can't imagine Ross loves anyone more than he loves Devin Ford, based upon what I heard.
I don't know. Brandon Smith's...
Okay.
He's
I got it.
He's got a real man crush on Brandon Smith. And I mean, the number two guy is an offensive guard, so I'm going to say...
Spoiler alert.
I'm just saying that might be a little home cooking there. So we're going to kick off with some news and notes. Tucker's Tape brought to you by GoPSURV.com. where we will complete the aforementioned rankings. That'll be quarter two. Quarter three, your questions, his answers. We got some good ones this week. Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. And in quarter four, we're going to talk about the Pennsylvania 2020 five-star wide receiver who chose Ohio State. That'll be our topic for quarter number four.
Who shall remain nameless, apparently.
Julian Fleming. Let's get started, Bob. Julian Fleming, for the record, made his announcement last week and picked Ohio State over four other schools, including Penn State. He said it was down to Ohio State. Penn State and Clemson were basically, and he said it wasn't that hard of a choice for him. He'll be the subject of our conversation, like I just said, coming up in quarter four. Ross wants to talk about it, so we're going to talk about it. Your reaction, Bob? I wasn't surprised at all, and I thought he gave a press conference on Saturday, I think it was, and talked about his decision.
Right.
And
very honest.
Very honest, and I liked most of what he said.
I like it when you don't sugarcoat it and just say everyone was great, it was really hard. Now, hey, I mean, I think
these were my issues.
I'm sure that the Penn State fan base was maybe a little bit taken aback by his directness, but I think there's a place for honesty, and I think that it will be productive, I think, moving forward for the Penn State program to hear that.
Yeah, no, I agree. I thought I agreed with everything he said, you know, about the lack of cohesive at the position. He'd been recruited by three different guys as wide receiver. I knew that had to be a factor when you're an elite
But to
player.
Your point, though, I think it's really two reactions because, you know, 6 weeks ago, I would have been stunned.
Right.
But, I mean, as word began to leak out and stuff kind of became more and more apparent in the whispers and Ohio State showing more and more interest and Brian Hartline's name getting mentioned a lot and Ryan Day. I mean, yeah, sure. It wasn't that surprising since the blue-white game, I would say.
Right.
But it's very surprising, you know, since the end of the regular season, I would say. This is a very surprising development, and I think it's definitely worth talking about and what does it mean moving forward. I think it was kind of like a look into the minds of the top players and how they kind of look at programs
and look at recruiting. So it was very interesting. We'll talk all about it in quarter number four. Penn State did add another offensive lineman since we last met for the 2020 class. Four-star offensive tackle Olu Fashanu from Washington, D.C., Gonzaga High School. He is the sixth offensive lineman to verbally declare for Penn State in this recruiting class. They've now got three tackles and three guys on the inside as either guards or centers. I don't know if they're done, but six is a really good number. It was obviously a priority. And if you think about it, they lost Bateson McGovern to the NFL. Sterling Jenkins opted to not use his final year of eligibility to stand on the sidelines.
It's interesting that you mentioned him in connection with those two, but sure.
Is going to play FCS. I'm just saying on their depth chart. And obviously, you know, you can't.
Is Sterling Jenkins. Hi, guys.
Hi, Ross.
How are you? Is Sterling Jenkins. I think he might be the highest. Well, no, Michael Bennett was ranked pretty high. Because I was going to say Sterling Jenkins might be the highest rated offensive lineman coming out of high school that Penn State got like in the last 5 years.
He was deaf. I just remember the excitement when he verbally committed. A lot of people were very, very excited, and they thought it was going to be, he was going to be a building block for the future. And he never got out of the batter's box. I hate to use that. That's probably not the right way to put it, but he was never really, you never really heard much about him. And
the first time I heard anything about him was at the Under Armour All-American game, and he really, really struggled.
Oof.
He really struggled in practices that week, and that was not a good sign. I don't know if he lost his confidence or if that's just how he was going to be all along. I think it's important, though, when we talk about Fleming and everything else, I think it's important to note there's the highest-rated Penn State offensive lineman, maybe other than Bennett, in the last 5 years since we've been doing this, who never played at all. So,
never.
Whatever that means.
It's a big
I don't think guys like A.Q. Shipley and Rich Yornberger were rated all that high. They're two of the best linemen.
John Urschel was a two-star.
Exactly.
Not even a three-star.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they've got six guys in this class. They still have some targets on the board. If they stayed at six, that'd be a good number. But I don't think you
they must be expecting not to get Michael Carmody from Mars, PA, whose brother plays football for Notre Dame. There's some people thinking that maybe he's leaning to Ohio State now.
Ooh.
At a minimum, I think that they decided they couldn't wait for him. Like, he wasn't that much better than Ola. Is it Ola?
The new guy, Olu.
Olu.
Yeah.
He wasn't that much better than Olu that they could afford to wait and not take him.
Well, if you think about, though, and that was my point, was with the guys that they lost, including Nana for medical retirement, that's 4 in 1 year. You're going to have Gonzalez gone. You're going to have Michael Bennett
sooner rather than later, sure.
So you're looking at 2020, even if you're, you know, I don't know if Michael isn't still on the board for them, from Mars. I think there's
no,
I think
he's on the board, but I think they, he's coming.
I think he's the last one that they would take.
Correct. Yeah,
I think they're taking six offensive linemen or seven if Carmody says he wants to come. Which, by the way, that hurts your chances of getting Carmody. When he sees they already have three tackles and three guys in this class, he's probably thinking, I don't know.
Or he's thinking, it doesn't matter. I'm better than all of them.
Yes, hopefully that's what he's thinking.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. How about we do some early point spreads, Bob?
Let's
do it. Did you check them out?
I did not.
Golden Nugget put out their top 100 games early of 2019 that they're willing to put lines on right now. Penn State was in four of them. Four of the top 100. They're dogs in all of them.
Well, I can guess which ones they are. They got to play at Michigan State. They got to play at Ohio State.
Correct.
Michigan's coming, and they got to go to Iowa. I'm guessing those are the four games. I have to think Penn State would be favored.
They are not in any of those. They are underdogs in all
I mean,
all
in the
of
rest
them.
Of the games out of them.
Oh, other than that, yeah. Michigan's favored in every single game early line for 2000.
They're favored against Ohio State?
Yes. They are favored against Ohio State.
I mean, what else do we need to see?
What is it? It's almost becoming Virginia Tech-ish.
Hold on a second.
I
need to place a bet real quick. So you're telling me that the team that beats the other team every single year is getting points in that game?
Yes.
Yeah. And three of the last four have been pretty one-sided, I think, or pretty decisive. I know last year was stunning in its blowoutedness.
These are just early lines, but I thought, they're October. They play Purdue to kick off October. They're favored in that game. But then they go, they're a 2-point underdog at Iowa, 2-point underdog at Michigan State, which isn't much. 6.5-point underdog at home against Michigan.
A little surprising.
And a 10.5-point underdog at Ohio State.
Not surprising.
And on the road. Three of those four games are on the road. The Ohio State game's in November, but none of them surprise me.
That's just going to unite them. That's just chips are on the show. It's going to be the New England Patriots approach from last year. No one believes in us. Let's just run the table.
I was just going to say, I think if Penn State wants to be where they want to be, they should only be an underdog in one game.
Ohio State.
Or two at the most.
Yeah. Ohio State.
No, Ohio State. If Penn State
right.
thinks right. that they are where the fans think that they are,
right.
they should be favored over teams like Iowa and Michigan State on the road, and they should be favored over Michigan at home. It should just be Ohio State on the road that they're underdog, which I think it was last year. Was it just Michigan on the road? No, they were underdogs against Ohio State too. But,
correct.
But like that's where they need to be at. And let me just tell you, Iowa has some awesome football players.
They do.
Their offensive line, Tristan Wirfs, is amazing. Yeah. Their D-line, AJ Espinosa, these guys. Yeah. And Iowa should have beat Penn State last year. Their kid played the worst game of that any quarterback I've ever seen at the major college level. Ooh. And then the Wisconsin guy tried to beat him out a couple weeks later.
I think
later.
The Wisconsin guy might have been worse. Jack Cohn.
If Nate Stanley was just okay in that game, Iowa wins that game.
He's like the number three quarterback prospect.
It's unbelievable.
I can't fathom it.
He had some really good games, but anyway.
He was terrible in that game.
I got transfer portal update for us, guys. Penn State, I think, found its kickoff guy. Speaking of special teams, I'm saying that you've been saying they need to get better on special teams. Right. I think they found their kickoff guy for the near future.
If that first kick goes out of bounds, it's just going to be. It's just not.
Well, here, Jordan Stout, he's a graduate transfer from Virginia Tech. He's coming to Penn State. Last year for the Hokies, which why did he leave? But who knows? He was ranked number four nationally last season with an 84.5 touchback percentage. So in other words, he's got a bomb of a leg and he just kicks it straight. Stop the angle kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it and just let him kick bombs.
Yeah.
So who was going to be the kickoff guy? I don't know because it was bad.
Check that box now. Check that box. One less thing to worry about.
You can check that box. One more little nugget before we get out. Athlon Sports came out with its 2019 predictions. Penn State's third in the Big Ten East behind Ohio State and Michigan. I still don't get the Michigan thing. Didn't they lose six guys on defense and some guys to the NFL? But and they can't – don't they underperform every year for the last 3 years? But I'm sorry. Excuse me. The publication said Penn State has the best linebackers in the Big Ten Conference. I think we agree. They ain't wrong.
I think very talented group. We're looking forward to seeing him play this year.
And running back Ricky Slade, he picked up a few votes as a breakout player to watch, which makes perfect sense as well to me. So, all right, that'll do it for news and notes. Boy, Jim, I'm sorry. You look kind of bored with my news and notes. He's like, okay, going through it. All right, that's it for quarter number one from the Labatt Studio. We finished the 2019 class rankings in Tucker's Tape. Next, stick with us. We'll be right back.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.